Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 184 of The 80%. Which one would you prioritize? Minimizing your spending so you can save and invest as much as you can every month? Or use your time to look for an investment that will give you the highest returns? Many would choose to look for the best investment instead of minimizing their spending so they can invest more. And I think that's a mistake. Today, we'll illustrate why learning how to save more is better and should be done first before looking for an investment with high returns. I'll mention a lot of numbers in this episode, and you can visit our show notes if you want to see the tabulations. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. In recent years, as more and more people seek financial advice from me, I've come to realize one important lesson about saving and investing. And that is, it's better to maximize the amount that you save first before optimizing your investment returns. Truth be told, people ask me, what's the best investment? More often than how to save more money. There's nothing wrong with looking for the best investment, and you should. But if you really want to grow your wealth fast, then your initial focus should be to maximize the amount you save every month. In other words, save more money first so that you can invest more. Don't obsess about finding the best investment at the start. Do that later. Yung mga kakilala ko, talagang hanap ng magandang investment. Sabi ko sa kanila, may naipon ka na naman eh. Just invest kung ano yung accessible sa'yo. Just invest where it is convenient. And then, try to go back to your spending, to your budget. See how much you can really save every month so that you can invest more. Once you have optimized yung iyong spending habits, and you are really saving a lot every month, then that's how you transition towards a better investment, an investment with higher returns. Pero hindi eh, kalimitan and siguro impulse na rin talaga ng tao, gusto talaga nila hanapin muna yung magandang investment. And then once na mahanap na nila yung magandang investment, saka sila nag-iisip kung paano mas maraming pera na ilalagay doon. So, nauuna muna yung paghahanap ng magandang investment versus kung paano i-maximize yung savings. Let me tell you a story about two friends. Yung first one, si Sally. And si Sally, meron siyang sweldo na 30,000 pesos a month. And then, ang monthly savings niya ay 5,000 pesos. Meaning doon sa 30,000 na sweldo niya, 25,000 lang yung nagagastos niya. Yung 5,000 talagang ina-allocate niya for savings. Yung kaibigan niya, si Ivy, ganun din yung sweldo niya, 30,000 pesos a month. Pero medyo mas magastos si Ivy. Si Ivy, 27,000 pesos yung nagagastos niya. So ang savings niya ay 3,000 pesos per month lang. Again, si Sally, 5,000 pesos per month ang sinisave. Si Ivy, 3,000 pesos per month. Si Sally, isa siyang magaling na saver. And na-maximize niya na yung gastos niya. And to be fair, she's also a regular investor. Sally puts her monthly savings in an investment that earns 5% annually. So, yung nasisave niya every month na 5,000 pesos, nilalagay niya sa isang investment that earns 5% per annum. And madali lang yan, di ba? Maraming mga digital banks ngayon na that could actually give you that rate. Ngayon si Ivy. Ivy is a regular saver but a good investor. Mas magaling mag-invest si Ivy. She puts her monthly savings in an investment that earns 10% annually. So si Ivy, mas maliit yung nasisave niya every month, 3,000 pesos. Pero nailalagay niya yung 3,000 pesos per month sa isang magandang investment na 10% per annum ang kinikita. Diba? Times 2, si Sally, 5% per annum lang yung investment niya. Pero si Ivy, 10% per annum. Ang initial candidates dyan would be the stock market or an equity fund pag 10% per annum. More often than not, it's a growth fund, a mutual fund that invests in the equities or direct investments in the stock market. Supposedly, ginawa nila to for 20 years. If both Sally and Ivy invest their monthly savings dun sa investment na napili nila, who would have more money after 20 years? So, 5,000 pesos per month for 20 years invested in an investment that earns 5% annually versus yung kay Ivy na 3,000 pesos per month invested for 20 years in an asset that earns 10% annually. So kung titingnan natin yung mangyayari sa pera ni Sally, by the start of the year, syempre nag-ipon muna siya, 5,000 pesos times 12 months, that's 60,000 pesos per year. So for the next 20 years, mag-i-invest ng 60,000 pesos per year si Sally. At yung investment na yon, that will earn 5% per annum growth. So if we look at the computation, by year 20, meron na siyang 2.1 million. Ito si Sally na magaling na saver. Si Ivy, kamusta kaya? Si Ivy, by the end of the 20th year, magkakaroon siya ng 2.3 million. In short, mas maraming pera si Ivy. Si Ivy na magaling mag-invest, na nag-save ng 3,000 pesos per month, and nilalagay niya yung investment sa isang asset that earns 10% per annum, by end of 20 years, meron siyang 2.3 million. Mas malaki kaysa kay Sally. Kahit na every year, 36,000 pesos per year lang yung ini-invest siya. Kasi 3,000 pesos per month times 12, 36,000 pesos. Pero I want you to observe something. If you compare yung year-on-year growth ng pera nila, mapapansin mo na nag-overtake si Ivy only on the 18th year. What I mean is, at the end of the first year, yung pure savings pa lang sila, mas malaking savings si Sally, di ba? 60,000 pesos versus sa 36,000 pesos ni Ivy. After a year, na-invest na yon, tapos nakapagdagdag na ulit sila ng investment, si Sally, meron na siyang 123,000 pesos. So yung 60,000 pesos ng unang taon, kumita ng 5%, tapos dadagdagan ng 60,000, so naging 123,000 pesos. Si Ivy, nakapag-ipon ng 36,000, kumita ng 10%, mas mataas kasi yung investment ni Sally eh. Tapos dinagdagan niya ulit ng 36,000 pesos, so meron na siyang 75,600. So, mas malaki yung pera ni Sally kaysa kay Ivy. 123,000 versus 75,600. The year after, meron ng 189,000 peso si Sally, si Ivy merong 119,000. So mas malaki yung pera ni Sally for the next 18 years. On the 18th year, meron ng 1.83 si Sally, 1,832,000. And si Ivy, finally, siya ngayon yung mas maraming pera, 1,841,000. So imagine ninyo yun, just because mas magaling mag-save si Sally, mas malaki yung sinisave niya, kahit na half lang yung kinikita ng investment niya, siya yung mas malaking value ng investment for 18 years. And the overtake lang siya ni Ivy on the 18th year. Para sa akin, hindi naman kasi ganito yung reality. Kung magkaibigan sila, syempre sasabihin ni Ivy, uy, ba't dyan ka nag-i-invest? Dito ka mag-invest sa kung saan ko nilalagay yung pera ko kasi mas mataas dito. What I'm trying to say is, eventually, I'm very sure, in the next 18 years, itong si Sally, hindi niya papabayaan yung pera niya doon sa 5% per annum growth lang. Kasi eventually, makakadiscover siya ng an investment with better returns or gagawin nga ni Ivy, sasabihan niya yung kaibigan niya na si Sally, dito ka nalang sa 10% maglagay. And if that happens, just imagine kung gaano kalaki yung magiging lamang ni Sally over kay Ivy. Madali maghanap ng bagong investment. Sasabihin lang ni Ivy kay Sally na, o dito ka na mag-invest 10%. So anong gagawin ni Sally? Next month, doon na siya mag-i-invest doon sa 10% per annum. Pero pag sinabi ni Sally kay Ivy na, kung gusto mo mas malaki yung investment return mo, kailangan lakihan mo yung ini-invest mo. So itong si Ivy na nagsisave ng 3,000 pesos per month, hindi ganun kadali or it will not be instant na 5,000 yung may invest niya or mas malaki. Kasi kailangan niyang balikan yung budget niya, kailangan niyang balikan yung ugali niya sa paggastos, kailangan niyang pag-aralan yung kanyang spending habits para ma-maximize niya yung na i-invest niya every month. And that will take time. Sabihin na natin 2-3 months bago siya makapag-adjust ng lifestyle kasi gusto niyang makapag-invest ng mas malaking pera. Unlike si Sally, instant next month, doon na kagad siya mag-invest doon sa mas mataas ang returns. Sa mga investors, alam niyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the reason why saving money or maximizing the money that you save every month is more important than trying to look for the best investment out there. Sayang kasi yung energy natin na aral tayo ng aral ng magandang investment, tanong tayo ng tanong, hanap tayo ng hanap, pero hindi natin pinag-aaralan yung gastos natin, yung saving habit natin. And I hope yung illustration natin will help you realize that dapat mas malaki yung energy na ginagamit natin sa pagpapalaki nung nai-invest natin every month, maximizing our monthly savings and investments, rather than using a lot of our energy in looking for the best investment. It's important to save and invest. The best way to build your wealth is to maximize your savings and put the money in an investment that gives high returns. Do both if you can. However, results come faster if you focus on one goal. And if you must choose, then you should maximize your savings first. And this doesn't only mean trying to lower your expenses or managing your spending. You can also find ways to increase your cash flow, maybe even building multiple sources of income so that you can save more and consequently invest more money. Invest where it is convenient first. Even if the returns are lower than what you hope to get, what's important is that you are investing while you're focused on maximizing your savings rate. Once you can save a significantly good amount of money regularly, then that's the time that you should shift your focus towards studying and eventually putting your money on investments that give higher returns.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Again, if you want to see the tabulations, you can visit our show notes. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.